This is Earth and Sky. Daniel Pauly is a professor at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. Pauly and his colleagues study fisheries, the sites of fish harvest.
What we're doing, we are one of the few groups in the world, perhaps the only one, that looks at fisheries as a global phenomenon. And we have developed methods for mapping the catches of fisheries across the entire world ocean. And what we have mapped then is the catch. And from that, we have derived, using various modeling techniques, maps of the biomass of the ocean. The biomass is the amount of fish at any time in the water.
To fishermen, desirable fish are those at the top of the food web, those that might eventually land on a person's dinner plate. But Pauly thinks there are fewer palatable fish now.
Most of the fish catch, about 90% of the global fish catch, comes from the shallow waters within 600 feet around the continents. And these so-called shelves are completely devastatingly overfished throughout the world. The biomass, that is the amount of fish that is left there, is about one-tenth or less of what it was 50 years ago. In most cases, the devastation is mind-boggling.
More with Dr. Pauly about protecting marine biomass tomorrow. Thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.